This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about what you consider to be your standard of success. Who are your role models? What would you like to be in your life, in your career and so on? What are your measurements of success? Financial, career-wise, academic, whatever. Think about it. And then see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with regard to success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath. An oath is taken to emphasize the importance of what is being said after the oath. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wal Asr. Allah took an oath by time. To draw our attention to the fact that He is going to say something which is so important. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Now if you see the grammar, first of all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, He's taking an oath. Then he's saying, Inna. Allah did not say Al-Insan fi khusr. No. Inna al-Insana la fi khusr. So the emphasis is double, triple. Truly and verily. And then Allah did not say, Inna al-Kafirina fi khusr. Inna al-Mushrikina fi khusr. No. Allah said, Inna al-Insana fi khusr. All human beings. All human beings. Insan. Are in loss. They are losers. So if we start from the thing to say, well, you know, according to me, a PhD or a degree from this and that, or this much of money, or this kind of a house, or this kind of job, or this kind of authority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying none of those matter. All human beings are losers. They are in loss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four things. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا except those who have iman. وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ and those who do good deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ and those who invite towards the truth. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ and those who invite towards patience. So we must understand what does it mean, because as far as we are concerned, at least as far as I am concerned, I said, La ilaha illallah, I have iman. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning? Why is Allah first of all saying everybody is in loss? Illa alladhina amanu. So what is the definition of iman? What is iman acceptable as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned? What level of iman? How do we judge this thing? In other places in the Quran, Al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned iman with a quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. People who have iman and then who have istiqamat on that iman, who are steadfast on this iman. So it's not enough to simply say, أَشْهَدُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. No, that is the step. We have to say that. We have to say that. We have to believe that because that's the doorway. But then istiqamah or steadfastness on that iman means that I will then run my whole life on the basis of that kalima tayyiba. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah ﷺ, was dying. And Abu Sufyan and Abu Jahl and others, the heads and the chiefs of the Quraysh came to see him. So Abu Talib said to them, what is the problem with you people? What is the problem with you people? He said, my nephew, all he wants from you is one word. What's so difficult? What's such a problem? Why are you making all this big, you know, difficulty for him and for yourself and all this strife and this and that? All he wants from you is one word, one kalima. Abu Sufyan said to him, he said to him, Ya Sayyidi, you are our leader. He said, if your nephew wanted one word, we would have given him 100 words, not one. It is the word he wants. That is the problem. It's not one word. It is the word that he wants. This is the problem. If he simply wanted a word, we give him 100 words. No problem. But it is the word that he wants. What? Now imagine, just I sometimes think to myself, Subhanallah, those people, they were mushrikeen, and except for Abu Sufyan, all of the rest of them, they died on the shirk. But they understood the essence of Iman a million times better than I understand it. Million times better. They rejected with full understanding. They knew that if you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you have become the slave of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salam. You have become the slave of Allah and you follow the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi salam. Your will is no longer your will. Your desire is no longer your desire. Your wish is no longer your wish. Samana wa ta'ana. Samana, we hear. Who is speaking? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking. They understood it. They said, no, it's not just a matter of one word. This, if we, what is the implication there? Their implication is, we are, that is why the munafiqeen only came in Medina. In Makkah, there were no munafiqeen because there, those people, they said, if we say La ilaha illallah, then we will have to do 100% of what La ilaha illallah means. We don't want to do that. Medina was the place where they said, yeah, okay, fine, no problem, La ilaha illallah. Then I do my own thing. May Allah protect us. I'm not saying we are like that, but subhanAllah, if you look at our lives, each one of us can decide for himself. But in Makkah, they were very clear. Abu Sufyan knew, and Abu Sufyan said, it is not the word, it's not a question of word, it is the word he wants. This is the power of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They understood that, but they didn't take the next step, which is to understand that the slavery of Allah is the power over the khudrat of Allah, over the creation of Allah. The slavery of a human being is zillah. That's why it is haram. Islam does not permit you to catch a free person and make him a slave. No way, it's haram. But the slavery of Allah, this is izzah. They understood this. So I remind myself and you that when we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, let us say it with this complete and total understanding, yaqeen, that my life, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. This is the essence of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That everything, my ibadah, my sacrifice, my life, my death, is for Allah. Rabbul Alameen. With that power. And when you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to you. When we conduct a nikah, what is one another word for nikah is aqd, right? Aqd. This is a contract. You have agreed. So when the woman agrees and she has accepted hijab and qubul, so she is now saying that I will obey you. Her job is what? Her job is to take care of her husband, his needs. He is responsible for all her needs. Now if she does her job the way she is supposed to do her job, a time will come when the husband will say, here is the bank account. Here is the keys to the safe. Take care of the whole thing. It may start with, this is your monthly allowance. If the husband has any sense, he will give her the safe keys the first day. But anyway, here is the monthly allowance. But a time will come when the husband will say, don't bother me, you take everything. Just do everything. There's that level of trust. When we say, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, this is the aqd, this is the agreement, this is the covenant between Allah and bain al-abd wa bain Allah. How faithfully do we maintain that covenant? What do we do? And for that it is essential, I remind myself and you, every day to take stock of our own lives and say, how did my day go today? What did I obey Allah in and what did I disobey Allah? 2 days ago when Sheikh was speaking, he spoke about the ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Every day we must do this. At the end of the day, sit down, take stock and say, today, this is where I obeyed Allah. And if there is somewhere I disobeyed Allah, make istighfar and tawbah. Do not go to sleep until you do that. And next day, never repeat that. The whole point of istighfar and tawbah is not to go on repeating again and again. This, once you do, you realize you don't do it. This is the, I haven't even gone into the other parts, three parts, it doesn't matter. For today, this is enough. When we say Iman, this is what we mean. Iman is complete and total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. In the way of His Habib, of His Rasul, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to accept us into His service and to enable us to serve Him the way He wishes to be served. And to empower us to do it in the way that pleases Him. And to use us in a way that pleases Him, which will inshallah be the best thing for us in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi bi rahmatika rahmatullahi.